For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I'm so excited to be back. Thank you guys so much for being the absolute best these past 2 weeks. Obviously, I haven't gotten an episode out in 2 weeks, but now I'm uploading a ton to make up for it. But yeah, I really just needed a minute to clear my head. Obviously, everyone knows that there's a lot going on in the world right now. And on top of there being like a pandemic, I'm in the midst of two businesses, in the middle of starting a third. And then I have my YouTube, and then there's two podcasts. There's just a lot going on, but I'm not obviously looking for pity for anybody. I would never, but it's just me saying thank you guys for allowing me to take a break without really badgering me of like, where's an episode? Where's this? Where's that? Because trust me, I get it. I'm right there with you guys. I want to be right there with you and have some episodes out too. So totally get that. And I really appreciate it. So yeah, anyway, besides me, how are you guys doing? What's been new in the quarantine life? I hear that, or I see that so many states are returning to normal, which is awesome. It gives me a lot of hope. Unfortunately, I'm in, right now I'm in New Jersey, in Sea Isle, but I live in Philadelphia, Philly, Pennsylvania, and Jersey. So I'm like all around. And both of those states are definitely on the tail's end of the pandemic, meaning that we are going to stay closed probably the longest. I feel like it's Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, and California that are going to be closed the longest. And sadly, I'm in both of them. So that's not really much fun, but it's fine. It gives me a lot of hope seeing that a bunch of other states are opening. Like I have a ton of friends in the Carolinas and they're like at bars, living their life. And I'm so jealous. I see my friends getting their hair done. My friends out up in Ohio are living the life. I was talking to Danielle and she was telling me that like Provello is opening really soon. So it's really exciting to see that. And it definitely gives me hope. And I definitely need hope when it comes to a pandemic. I think everyone does. And that's kind of a good segue into what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about what to do if you wake up in a clouded headspace. I feel like this is really relevant right now because I'm sure you guys are all tired of hearing the phrase uncertain times. And I'm also very tired of hearing the phrase uncertain times, but it is. It's really weird and we don't know what's going to come in the future. Whether you think that this is necessary, whether you think this is an overreaction, whatever it is, the bottom line is that we are still in quarantine and we still have to, for the most part, most of us, we still have to abide by some sort of new normal. And I even hate that phrase because I feel like what's going on shouldn't be normal. Like it's so weird. I'm not going to get into it, but What I'm saying is, it's very easy to wake up in a clouded headspace. And then on top of all of what's going on, this is a really big time of year for change. You're graduating from high school, you're graduating from college, maybe from med school, and you're entering into a really uncertain economy, entering into a new workforce. Like, who knows if people are even going to be going back to their offices? Like, I'm sure a ton of companies are realizing that they can have their employees work remotely. They don't need an office space. They save a ton on that overhead. So like, who even knows what's going to be happening? I know personally that I have a couple of friends that, you know, really struggle during this time. And, you know, they graduated college and they don't have a job. And it's like, okay, well, now that, you know, they've always had some schooling to look forward to since they were five, you know, like they've always been dependent on, okay, well, in the fall, I'll go back to school. But now in the fall, you don't go back to school and there's no job yet. Like, it's a really weird time. So I think this is a good time to bring up what to do if you are in a clouded headspace. And even if everything is going well and you're happy and dandy and the sun is shining, I'm so happy for you. And I hope that you carry this energy with you all day. But there are times, because we are human, that we wake up a little sad, or we just need to experience emotions, and maybe, you know, our brain chemicals are a little imbalanced. This is just what I do to help me get out of a clouded headspace. And I actually did a lot of it this morning. I woke up in a really weird mood today. Just sad, you know, sad that like the studio isn't open, sad that Seattle can't be open yet. But I did a lot of these this morning and I'm feeling really, really good now. So I can attest to this. This works. This is what I use. I'm going to skip over my normal intro of three things I'm manifesting, three things I'm grateful for, and a question, because I do want to do just like a whole Q&A episode, and we'll cover that in that episode. But yeah, take a moment real quick and write down or say to yourself what you're grateful for, what you're manifesting. And yeah, once you get on with that, we will take one quick ad break and then we will get into what to do if you wake up in a clouded headspace. My tips. Okay, so my very first tip is to feel. Now, this is probably something that sounds really obvious, but I think it's what a lot of people try to push down and avoid, is to feel whatever emotions your body wants you to feel. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search isn't for a candidate at all. So stop your search and start matching with Indeed. If you need to hire, then you need Indeed. Indeed is the matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I've been using Indeed for years, and one of the things that I love the most about it is that it just makes hiring really easy. So all I have to do is post a job description, and the candidates that match exactly what I'm looking for get sent right to me. So I don't have to filter through anyone that's like unqualified or anyone that isn't exactly what I'm looking for. Like, I get exactly what I'm looking for. And then the hard part actually becomes hiring the best person, because everyone is almost overqualified for the job. So I really love it. I get to leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day. So the Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Bond Charge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian friendly lighting, Bond Charge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Bond Charge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bond Charge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. So I just wrote down in my notes the word surrender next to the word feel, because to me, obviously your mind is trying to get you to surrender to an emotion, whether that emotion is happiness or sadness or loneliness, maybe it's depression, maybe it's anxiety, whatever that emotion is, you can surrender to it. And surrendering to an emotion can be really scary because you don't always want to feel like if it's an emotion that, you know, will make you sad or will put you in kind of a more negative headspace, you don't want to do that, right? But to me, and what's always helped me is to work through my emotions and to work through that feeling that my body and my mind is trying to get me to surrender to. So sometimes this means I cry. Sometimes it means I scream. Sometimes it means I laugh. Whatever it is, I'm surrendering to whatever my body wants me to feel. Which again, it can be scary, but I want to remind you that all emotions are temporary, even our happiest, most euphoric emotions. They too pass. So what's to say that a sad one won't pass? You know, you aren't happy forever. You're not going to be sad forever. And having these really low lows make our happiest times and make our highs even better and even more enjoyable. So don't fear the sadness and don't fear the negative emotions that our body tries to get us to feel. Rather just surrender to it, feel it, embrace it, allow it to pass, and you'll come out better for it. I mean, this morning when I woke up, I read for a long time and then I went for a run on the beach because I knew that it would make me feel better once I went for a run. And then halfway through the run, I just sat down in the sand and I just put on like a sad song, which I have a great playlist for you guys that I'll talk about in a second. And I put on this playlist and I just looked at the ocean and I started to breathe and then I did whatever emotions came to the surface and I just cried. I wasn't sad about anything. I think I was just overwhelmed. I think it was a lot of pent up emotion, just kind of bottling up and flowing out. But as soon as I felt ready to get up and continue on with my run, I felt so much better. And I wouldn't have felt better. And right now, I probably wouldn't have felt better if I hadn't surrendered, you know, a couple hours ago. And it was only about 5 minutes that I was you know, shedding emotion. And it felt really good. I got up and I felt better. And, you know, when you it's scary to surrender to the moment of feeling and to surrender to the feeling of emotions, but it will help you so much. You have to feel what your mind and what your body is trying to get you to feel in order to experience it and move on from it. Remember, it's not going to last forever. So my first tip is to feel whatever you're going through. The second thing is to exercise. Once you feel, once you recognize all the things that are going on, that's when I think it's really helpful to try and fix what's going on. So now from all of these points on, this is how I tend to fix whatever I'm feeling, which is why feeling is the most important thing. So exercise, let's talk about that. I love exercise, and when I'm out of an exercise routine, I totally feel it mentally. My brain's a lot more foggy. I have a lot more anxiety. I tend to get really irritated. I'm super snappy. I'm honestly just like not fun to be around when I don't sweat, because I don't know. I'm really irritable. So like this morning, my mom said, she was just trying to help me, and she like sent me a document. I was like, Mom, like I can't look at it right now. And I like started to like get all stressed out. I was like, I got to go for a run. So I went for a run. And yeah, it just, you know, when you exercise, you release endorphins, you feel better. And it really clears your mind. Like when I went for a run this morning, I put on the playlist that I'm going to talk to you guys about in a second. I put on the playlist and I was just thinking through a bunch of scenarios in my head. My friend Katie always says this: when she's in her car, she'll have conversations, whether she's addressing somebody or whether she's replaying what she wishes went down in her head, like a conversation between her and somebody else. I did that on my run today, and I just had conversations in my head with me, addressing people that I wanted to address, or redoing a conversation how it wish it went, finding closure within my own conversations, all sort of stuff like that. So exercise can really offer a big release and a big moment of clarity when you're stressed, you're clouded, whatever it is. It really sets like a clear path and can help a ton. So exercise, on top of making you happy, can also just really reset your whole brain and your whole day. What's awesome is you really don't need a lot. Like 20 minutes, even 15 minutes of a run makes a huge difference. So, and you have 15 minutes, you know, instead of going on Instagram for 15 minutes, go for a run for 15 minutes when you take your break in the middle of the day. Even though like getting the shoes on and going out the door is probably the hardest part, once you're started, yeah, it might suck during it, but whenever you're done a run, you'll never regret it. You can also replace run with any exercise that you want: lifting weights, going to CrossFit, going to a spin class, taking bar, doing yoga, literally whatever it is. I just keep saying running because in the current state of the world right now, running is really the only thing that I can get access to that makes me feel really, really good. So yeah, it's just these little things that only take 15 minutes that make a huge difference. So get out there and exercise. That will help a ton. Also, side note, when I was in eighth grade, I was really sad all the time. I guess a safe word to say is depression. I really think it was just like I was growing and I was experiencing like hormones and emotions that I've never felt before, whatever. What I'm trying to say is that when I was in eighth grade, I really got out of it by exercising and going to the gym. So exercise helps immensely, and I recommend it to anybody. The third thing that I recommend is to meditate and practice breath work. If you are brand new to meditation, I recommend the Calm app. I think it's awesome. You can buy a yearly subscription. I don't think it's too expensive, but it's definitely an investment in your health, and I highly, highly recommend it. I really, really like them a lot. Also, I have a whole episode up with my friend Natalie Curry about manifestation, and in it, we talk a lot about meditation. So I recommend listening to that episode too, where I dive more in depth with meditation. But meditation and breath work is really, really important, and it's very grounding. So all you need is 10 minutes a day. And meditation can be really scary since you are alone with your thoughts. And a lot of people that have clouded headspaces, or maybe they're down that day or feeling sad, we tend to not want to feel our thoughts, right? Like we tend to want to just distract ourselves, push them away, whatever. So the thought of meditating can be really scary for people like that. However, what meditation's actually practicing is how to be in control of not your thoughts, but how you react to your thoughts. So it really helps you, it teaches you the power to not give your thoughts power. And that's what meditation really is all about. And that is really, really a powerful tool. So it helps you a ton, teaches you not to give power to your thoughts. And the techniques that you learn in meditation, you can apply anywhere. So, you know, take this to a day that you're really happy. Maybe you're in a meeting and you're starting to get a little overwhelmed, a little stressed, and you don't want it to ruin your mood. You can start to meditate. You only need a couple of minutes to meditate. It doesn't have to be a 40-minute ordeal. You don't have to, like, you know, be Gandhi to meditate. No, you can do it at any time, any moment. LeBron James does it during basketball games. So you can do it absolutely anytime.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, I know a big excuse that a lot of people has is that the environment for their meditation or their breath work isn't exactly right. Meditation actually teaches you to just be present in the moment. It teaches you to be okay with the current moment, the current situation that you're in. It teaches you to just be, to just let go. And by letting go, everything is going to get done. And that's really, really important. And that's a really powerful tool to take with you anywhere that you go. It just teaches you to be in the moment, to just be and to realize that everything is going to pass. The thoughts that you're experiencing, you don't give power to them. You just watch them go by. The emotions that you're feeling, if you don't want to give power to them, you don't have to. You just watch them go by. You observe. It's kind of just popping out of your mind and popping out of your consciousness and just observing yourself from your higher self, and seeing what your ego does. It's a really awesome and powerful tool, and it really helps me a ton. So meditate and breath work. I recommend 10 minutes every single day. First thing when you wake up, because in the morning you have the most willpower. So you want to do the things that take a little bit more extra brain energy, and meditation definitely requires some brain energy. So do that first thing in the morning, 10 minutes, calm app, all you need. The fourth tip that I have is to journal. This is awesome. You don't have to do it every day if you don't want to, but it definitely helps. And it doesn't have to be long either. A journal entry can be like a sentence long. In addition to this, I'm going to go on a quick tangent. The first thing that you think when you wake up, I want you to start making it positive. So when I woke up this morning, I heard the ocean and I just felt the salt. It was awesome. And I said to myself, I'm going to have an amazing day. And that was the first thought that crossed my mind. And of course, I forget it throughout the day. But there's moments like this where I remember that I said that to myself and I revisit that thought. And I do. I end up having an amazing, great day. So in your journal, you can just write down that thought. You know, I'm going to have a great day. Be on with your day. Like, that's all you need. But journaling definitely does help. In your journal, you can write down how you feel. You can write affirmations about yourself. You can express gratitude. You can write manifestations. You can even write just little passages. Like today I wrote, I think, like a full page on why I was so grateful for the ocean. And it just made me feel really good. And I just felt really connected to myself after I wrote that journal passage. And I just really liked it. Yeah, I just definitely recommend journaling. And the fifth thing that I'm going to get into is music and podcasts. Now, this is where I will share the podcast, or sorry, the playlist that I'm talking about. So I made a playlist on Spotify. My Spotify is Tori Sterling, and it's called Fine Line Energy. And I'll share it on the Facebook group, which is Manifest with Tori Simone on the Facebook group. I love Fine Line Energy because that playlist, you can literally listen anytime. You can listen to it when you're sad. You can listen to it when you're extremely euphoric. You can listen to it when you're so unbelievably happy, like slap fucking happy. You can literally listen to it at any time. I listen to it when I go to sleep. It's just awesome, dude. So it's just songs that like resonate with you and that they make you feel like you're the main character in your life. You know how that trend's going around TikTok right now? It's true. You do. You have to be the main character in your life. And that playlist makes you feel like you're the main character. So I'm going to share it on my Instagram, on the Facebook page, everywhere. My Spotify, Tori Sterling, it's called Fine Line Energy. Okay. It's awesome. So definitely listening to music helps me a ton. It just, sometimes when I can't find the words or find the emotions or find the vibe like within myself to feel, music guides me there. And as soon as I like put on that playlist this morning on my run, that's when like everything was okay. Like music can be really, really powerful. So use that tool to your advantage. And then another one is podcasts. There are so many podcasts that talk about positivity, words of affirmation, gratitude, manifestation, all those sorts of things. So lean into podcasts, lean into the words that you can't form within yourself that other people have already formed. That will help you guys a ton. So these are my top five tips of how to feel better. We're going to take one quick ad break, and then I have four more tips that if these haven't worked so far, this is even more of what you can do. Okay, so number six is, are your needs met? Now, this might be one that I don't think anyone's ever really, I've never really heard people talk about this a lot, but to me, it's kind of obvious. Are you clouded because of outside factors that you can control? For example, do you get enough sleep? Are you tired? Being tired can really influence your mind so much. So if you're tired, if your body's exhausted, go back to sleep. Maybe you absolutely can't because you have work to do or you have an appointment or whatever it might be. Then make sure that night you prioritize going to sleep early. Make sure that your needs are met. Make sure that you're getting enough sleep. Also, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Make sure you're full. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Make sure you're hydrated. That's a need that you definitely want to make sure you're good with. Another one, this is really to me, because my love language is touch and quality time. Honestly, it's everything. It's like affirmations. It's like definitely words of affirmation, touch, and quality time. Those three are really, really important to me. But one of my needs for that is, am I craving attention from somebody? Whether that's like hanging out with my parents or seeing my best friends or, I'm not dating anybody, but had I were to be dating anybody, like cuddling, like touching somebody, like that stuff to me, just it's one of my needs and it helps me a lot. When I feel really clouded or down, it just helps me get out of that funk really, really easily. So making sure that all my needs are met is huge for me. Number seven is talk with someone. And this can be anybody. It doesn't have to be, a therapist. It can be, I think everyone needs therapy. I think it's really important to talk to somebody, but it can be your parents. It can be a coworker. It can be a friend. It can be a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whoever it is. Someone that you trust that you can talk to and you can call up and just, you know, whether it's you talk about your emotions, you talk about how you're sad that day, whatever it is you're talking about, as long as you're talking and getting all of your thoughts from inside of your brain outside, I think that helps so much. Even if it's just like a verbal word vomit, just getting it all out there, brain dump from your mind into existence helps so, so much. And I think it really helps when you talk through what's going on inside of your mind. So try that out. Talk with somebody, whoever you trust, and yeah, talk it out. Number eight is to immerse yourself into work, a passion, or hobby. I'm really lucky that my passion is my work. So I love when I just completely, you know, indulge in my work and I get really wrapped up in it and I get in the workflow. To me, getting in a workflow gives me the same feeling afterwards as going on a run. I get endorphins from it. I get really, really happy. My serotonin levels, I swear, like shoot out of the sky. I just get really, really happy. So getting in a good workflow does a lot of good things for me. So just really putting myself into that work. I also make sure that before I work, that I'm good everywhere else. So if, you know, my mind's clouded and I'm sad or I have to work through an emotion, I make sure that I do that before I begin working. Otherwise, I just feel like my work judgment is a little bit clouded. I feel like I'm not giving it my best effort. And I kind of just feel like, I don't know, like I'm pushing emotions off to the side when I need to feel them, experience them, and then be able to move on from them. Reading is a big hobby that I'm really into. I'm so happy that I got into it a lot this quarantine. But reading is a really good one. It helps me remove my mind from the current situation, which is something that meditation teaches you, to remove your mind, to pop out of your thoughts. Reading allows me to pop out of my thoughts and be completely, immersed into something else, which is a different story of someone else's life. And I just get really wrapped up in it. It's really, really awesome. It's very hard to think of your own life when you're reading a book. So I definitely recommend reading. I really love it. Right now I'm reading The Beach Club. I think it's awesome and I'm really into it so far. So check that one out. And also the very last tip that I have, number 9, is to be with friends. Now this is personal. If this isn't really your thing, then this might not help you. But for me, I love being with my friends. Being with people just makes me feel really good. So like, you know, in the mornings, I love having the mornings to myself and I love having the afternoons to myself. But at night and in work breaks, I love having people around me, just to make me feel like I'm not alone and to make me feel loved. And I just love being with friends. So that really, really helps me get out of a weird funk. But normally by the time that I'm making sure all my needs are met, I'm already out of the funk because I've done, you know, I felt my emotions, I've exercised, I've meditated, I journaled, I listened to music, things like that. So the latter 4 are really just things if the top 5 did not work. So every single day, those are my 9 tips, but every single day, I want you to focus on 3 things that you can do every single day to ensure that you are in the best headspace possible for yourself. Number 1 is to exercise. I think this is huge. It will help you mentally, physically. It's just awesome. So exercise every day. Number 2 is meditate. I think meditation is such a key. It's literally a superpower and it's awesome how far you can get in it once you're practicing it and getting really, really good at it. It's really, really cool. And number 3 is to journal. I think journaling is super important. I think it's really cool. I think it's a really awesome tactic. And yeah, journaling can just really get out all of the emotions, all the feels, all the thoughts in your brain, putting them onto paper and kind of turning a new page and moving past it. So those are my tips. What to do every single day. Exercise, meditate, and journal. Guys, we're going to take one more quick ad break and then we'll wrap this up. So guys, those are my tips on what to do if you wake up in a clouded headspace. Whenever your brain is kind of off, just remember that it's a chemical imbalance, right? So, and there's ways to balance out those chemicals again. Exercise, meditation, journaling. Honestly, getting your chemicals balanced, getting more endorphins, getting a higher level of serotonin, that's all going to help you so much and so immensely. So remember that if you're feeling weird, down, sad, whatever it is, you're totally allowed to feel that way. We're all human. It's okay. And it does not last forever. I can promise you that it won't last forever. The sun will always rise again. There's always sun shining on top of those clouds. And just remember that you're not alone. There's so many people here that love you, that will support you. And even though this is a really weird, untelling time, it's not going to last forever. And, you know, in a couple of years, we're going to look back on this time and literally laugh and be like, I cannot believe the world shut down for 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever, how long, months. We're all going to laugh about this. So it might suck right now, but I promise it's not going to last forever. We're going to be okay. And you have so much love and support behind you guys. So I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you guys so much again for letting me have a little break when I needed it. You guys are the absolute best. Make sure you guys write down what you're grateful for. Write down what you're manifesting. Make sure that you always tell yourself that you love yourself. And yeah, I will talk to you guys in my next episode. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Happy Manifest Monday. Be sure to join the Facebook group that is Manifest with Tori DeSimone on Facebook. Request to join. I will give you access to it. And then you guys can be a part of the Manifest family. So have a wonderful rest of your day.